This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's Capricorn FM in Purple Side of Frequency. I think about 2 days ago, we were talking about how Malume won a DJ knockout competition, you know, both in 2000 as well as in 2001. And it's part of his prize. He had to go and perform in Ibiza, what other people call Ibiza, 2 years running. Talk about a dream entry into the night scene. DJ Tira Makoya Bearings, a.k.a. Malume, is joining us. Just catching up with him and finding out exactly what he's been up to. I mean, we have been keeping up with the music that he's been dropping. So there's no doubt that there's definitely something big that is happening in Malume's life right now. And he's joining us on the line. Au Nandi Sambede Sotobe.
I'm so impressed.
Pagatayo, Sevilla, Patagashe, say.
I know, I'm impressed. Hello. Shout out to Capricorn FM. What's up? It's the one and only DJ Tira Bati Makoya Bearings, Bati Chiki Chiki Cha.
Chiki Cha.
N1.
Yes. Definitely. How you doing, Malume?
I know I'm great. Just obviously high energy. It's a good Friday. I've got two shows today. I'm playing in Toyando, and then I'm gonna be coming back to play Mama Lisa. So I'm preparing with this.
Yeah, and how's the family doing? Who's Kuku and the kids?
Oh man, they're super fine. Internet discipline, internet focus, internet spine, but Nandi Kai.
Sure. You know, a lot of people don't know this about you, because I was having a conversation with a group of guys and I was saying, guys, Mara, do you know that Tira is a big hip-hop and R&B fan? Oh, he likes the likes of Keisha Cole, Lil Teddy, Pendergrass. Those are your kind of things when you are in your private space and just chilling.
Man, I mean, the first vinyl that I bought was Chanti Savage, I Will Survive. Then I was in that R&B tip. I R&B being Kingalayoga blind.
Yeah. And I must also take this opportunity to say congratulations. You have been in the game for over 20 years from winning that DJ knockout competition. And, you know, you came back. I think it was like 6 years later and you decided to venture into business and you went into Afrotainment. And the rest is history. I mean, you have given us hits for days. You have also been featured in different projects as well. I'm wondering now, how is your relationship like with DJ Sox? Because I would really love to see Durban's Finest releasing some music in the near future.
Yo, hey, that one, I think I would love for me and Sox to do another collab. We always bring a different vibe, yeah, but when we're together, it's unlike when we're separate, yeah, because there's just that energy, and you know, would even protect me, because I am a good man at the same time, so it would be nice to put together a Durban's Finest project.
Yeah, and how's Kupuga doing? Are you happy with the results and the reaction that you're receiving from people?
Yeah, no, I am, man. I mean, I'm not a typical three-step guy, but from time to time, I like to do some three-step because nothing I was about so soon, you know? But yeah, people received it well. I mean, it's just gone cold.
Wow.
And the difference is like they gave me, you know, because I need black hair. So yeah, I can't barrage.
Wow, that deserves a round of applause. Malume. But you know, Muzi, you know, you got this thing. I mean, when Malume drops, it's certain that this thing is going to be on fire.
Yes, exactly.
Sure. So, any exciting projects that you're currently working on? I'm told that there's a brand new song, Zasha.
Yeah. There's a brand new song called Zasha. I'm collaborating with DJ Maphorisa. Hey, the group is a studio like Pala.
Yeah.
For Maphorisa, I'm going to and it was such a pleasure watching Jay Murok and I studio and and there was also Ali Feza, Sean Stylist. You know, we made a bunch of songs that night, and I thought, you know, this one I gotta drop.
You know, when you're in studio and you are with a bunch of people, everyone is in his creative element and they want to jump into a song. How do you go about identifying or deciding that I'm actually going to go with this one? Because it's a room full of people and everybody's like, can I please jump on?
I think it's important to you listen to the song as well. Yeah, bro?
Yeah.
you listen to the song as well, because the song can also direct you. Yeah, but when I feel forced, I'm a vibe. But you told you, the song is not going there. Don't sacrifice the song, man. Do the justice and just take what is working and make it work.
Are you still signing people? Is Afrotainment still very much active in taking in new talent? Because you are the master of nurturing talent in the country.
I am kind. I don't just sign, but I'm excited to be working with a few talented guys that are took in. I think Kwena Makeb Masters, who are producers, who did that song Bachela. They're killing the Kom movement, so they're under me. And then there is also Uze Makeba. You've seen a collab with Tukzin. He's a super vocalist, so that's the next project I'm working on.
Yeah.
And also, Kona no captain, no pensang am food.
What do you have to say, really? Because, I mean, that question was, I'm not sure how you answered it, but you were asked if there was someone in the industry who would suddenly now ride on this. What would you say?
I don't even want to entertain it.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I mean, I just think the guy is talented and the guy is doing his own thing. Mm. So me, I help people who are talented. So I shine up.
Yeah. In fact, speaking of that, I mean, I sometimes receive messages from people out in Umlazi. Is there anything that you want to say to the people of Umlazi that may be listening to the show and everybody else that was a big supporter of Mampintsha celebrating his birthday today in heaven?
Oh, man, I think Mampintsha, when he left us, was here with a very, very big gap. You know, we miss him every day. I mean, the guy was really, really super talented, you know. So we miss him. And you know, life goes on. Let's be strong. Let's enjoy his legacy and just keep it safe.
Yeah, and the legacy of DJ Tira lives on because you are responsible for identifying all of these talents and giving them an opportunity to share their talents with the world.
No, showcase.
All right, Malume.
I just love supporting people and I love giving people a chance.
Definitely. I'm going to pull up at one of your shows today. I haven't seen you perform since the Makazi show in December.
Let's vibe.
But I know the energy. But I know the energy. I know the energy is always real. How's Gqom doing generally in the country? I mean, I know it's very much alive in Cape Town, very much alive in Durban, but how is it doing? Does it still have a huge market or something to give to the rest of this country?
You know, Cape Town and Durban, the Gqom movement is super alive.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why, I mean, at the same time, I produce music like Izasha, yabo.
Yeah.
In between, yabo. It's not that hardcore Gqom and it's not that three step, yabo. Mm-hmm. So I always try to also strike the balance because, mina pela, na makrot mane that supports me as well. I can't bring them 24/7.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. Look, le sound here, three step, yak fanela Malume. Ride on it as much as you can. I'm sure everyone that has been a supporter of your brand will rally behind you. Congratulations again on the brand new single. We are going to check it out now. Have a safe trip to the province and welcome to Limpopo.
Thank you.
Brand new DJ Dira, Zasha.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.